On Tuesdays, we highlight people who do douchey things.
It's Tuesday Douche Day.
I'm just sick of having to hang out with this three-balled jackass from the state of Douchechusetts.
Police in Seattle are looking for the douche who's dressing up in a homemade ninja costume, a white ninja costume, by the way, and wearing those shoes that, like, make your sole super close to the ground, the five-toed shoes, you know what I'm talking about? Running around, peeking into windows, and pleasuring himself.
Oh, yep. Peeping, spanking, self-spanking ninja.
Yep. But he can also break bricks. He can hide in the shadows.
And climb trees very well.
I'm going to say that his ninja skills with a Z, I don't know if they're full-on ninja skills. It sounds like to me this guy likes to pretend he's a ninja. If he was a real ninja, he wouldn't be dressing in white. There's no such thing as a flamboyant ninja.
You can't be a sneaky ninja.
Was this the snow ninja costume?
Maybe? Possible snow ninja, but in Seattle where it's mostly rain, I'm going to say no. And I don't know if he uses the excuse, well, you know, it's the all-white party. That's what I do. I think his gig is, this is what gets him off.
Yeah.
I'm the all-white ninja that's peeping outside your door.
So.
Yeah, doing stuff. Yeah, chopping it.
Five-finger
death punch. That was his groan of pleasure at the end, actually.
Oh, jeez.
So here's a douchey story about douches, and I wouldn't have expected this to be the case, but according to a new study, there is a particular personality type that enjoys being around narcissists. And who might you think that someone very interested in other people, maybe? Somebody very interested?
Like an empath?
Like an empath, perhaps? Mm-hmm. No. The only personality type that enjoys being around narcissists are other narcissists.
That's great. I've had a couple of exes that I just want to put on an island together, and that means they would make great company for each other.
And your exes, characterized by qualities of entitlement, arrogance, a heightened sense of self-importance, self-obsession, and a lack of empathy.
Absolutely, to a T.
The only reason I think this works is because the other narcissist is simply not offended because they're not really listening to the other person talk about themselves anyways because they're too busy thinking about themselves and what they can say about themselves. But otherwise, it just seems to be a conversation that really wouldn't lead anywhere between two narcissists.
But they would both be okay with it.
Right.
Hey, my band is playing Club X on Saturday night. I don't know if you heard about it, but pretty big hubbub about it. People are really talking about it.
Oh yeah, one time I played with my band twice in one night at Club X. So
that's cool. Hey guys, do you think my biceps look smaller on the right than the left?
I wrote like five songs for this gig. I mean, the songs are mostly about how I see life because my perspective on it is different than the way other people see it. It's unique.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't know. I've been told one time by a psychologist that I have the most unique visions ever. Like, nobody else sees the world the way I... Wait, sorry, I just thought I saw myself in the mirror.
Oh, speaking of visions, have you seen my hair?
I like your hair, Fook, because it reminds me of my own.